The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Hey, my name is Didin Sekuno, and you are listening to my top 10 at 10 on the best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Nothing like sitting across a brown skinned girl.
Yes!
Didin Sekuno, how are you?
Kisiame, when I'll get Papa.
How? Umotswana.
Ke motswana tswana tswana wa ko bokone bo phirima ke mo setsana wa bokone bo phirima.
Bo phirima mara ke go di bokone ke province mos.
Hey. Northwest.
Hai, how do you live northwest? U dula kae go northwest?
Matlosana, Maglera represent.
Matlosana se ka go Klerksdorp ka kwa.
Ke Klerksdorp papa.
Okay.
Yes.
O tla fer ne bra.
It's not that far, it's 2 hours away. Ko ka ufi.
And I know why listen to the toll gate.
You're asking the wrong person.
Why does that little
girl? Because we're free to travel in the Northwest.
No, which is a good thing. No. It's a good thing because you can imagine 2 hours away, no toll gate. Wow.
Come to Northwest. It's the place to be.
How are you, Esther?
Esther's fine. Yo, Esther's going through the most. Esther is she's troubled. She's going through a lot. Dee is great, but Esther, yeah, for tat.
Now, let me position. Let me start this show by saying, I'm happy to wake up today, seeing that Tuson Bedu is trendy. Oh! I mean,
the first thing I saw was that post, and I put it on my story, and I'm just so. Tuso was a year above me in Wits. We were all in drama school.
Okay.
And yeah, she was a year above me, and she's always been a hard worker.
Yeah.
And very passionate and determined. And I really looked up to her even then.
Yes.
So to see her pave her way and make her mark in the world from that point is so inspiring. It just goes to show that if you work hard, if you're passionate enough, if you love what you do, and even if you stick through it in the tough times,
your dreams will manifest.
It's never easy. People feel like it's easy to manifest your dreams. It's not. And this is just the beginning. Badimo bagage, bagolo bagage are just going to take her higher and higher. And ripelaka ene, and we must support her and be behind her. All the way.
Now, I had her on the show.
Yes.
And she mentioned it right here, actually.
Is it?
Saying her dream
is
to work alongside Viola Davis.
Oh, my God. Isn't that all of our dreams?
And it happened.
And it happened.
Today, we are announcing that it happened. She's going to co-star next to her idol.
Yes.
I'm sitting across you today.
Yes.
What's your dream? Because clearly, if you say it here, it happens.
Then it happens. You know, I started off doing The Color Purple. I played Celia in The Color Purple.
Yes, on stage,
On stage. And my biggest dream is to somehow work on a production that Oprah is producing.
Wow.
And yeah, to be under her shadow, to be under her wing. When I first heard that she had played an integral role in casting the South African cast of The Color Purple, it meant that, I'm close to manifesting my dream, because she saw me she put the stamp and said, yes, it's okay, this one can play Silly. So that would be my dream, to work alongside Oprah, to work in a production that she's producing, to be in her presence, basically.
You just joined me. I'm hanging out with Didin Sekuno. This hour is brought to you by BET's Isono. She plays Esther on Isono.
Yes.
And I've also invited you to send me a voice note, to call me, especially if you're an avid watcher of this drama.
Isono.
Yeah, maybe you want to, you want to eavesdrop, on what's coming up.
Yes.
All right. Today we're talking about, we're talking about eavesdropping on a conversation.
Mm.
Only to find out this conversation is about you.
That happened to me this week.
Never.
I'm telling you. It happened to me this week. I'm not going to share the details of it, but...
First, let's start here. Good or bad?
Bad.
Why does it have to always be bad?
I don't know. I think people... I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in people's heads.
Was it telephonic?
Mm-mm. It was in person.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you have something to say to someone, just say it to their face. Just let the confrontation happen and let it out, and both of you just release what needs to be said. So I heard it.
They know that you heard it?
Yes, because I walked into the conversation as it was happening, and they both had this stupid look on their faces.
You have so much drama, like it's on.
It's personally and at work. On the TV screens. But yeah, I dealt with it the best way I knew how. And
these are colleagues / friends.
I'm not gonna divulge that deal.
Oh, no, that's fine. Because I just wanted to find out the relation. Because sometimes
I see them on a daily basis. That's the relation.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically.
Earlier on I said there are three ways. I think I have three questions on how to react when you get that. Mm. And I said, do you confront the person? Did you confront them?
Yes. I walked in on it and I confronted it immediately. It's so important to nip it in the bud. You got to nip it in the bud.
Right there.
Yes.
Do you set boundaries?
You definitely set boundaries. So going forward, you have to make sure they must not feel like they can talk to you or talk about you like that ever again.
And that's the boundary.
And that's the boundary.
Do you move on?
You move on. After the confrontation, I instantly forgave them. Forgave them. And it made relating with them so much easier going forward.
Because you could easily harbor those emotions.
Yes. And when you harbor the emotions, you only put a burden on yourself. You only put weight, emotional weight on yourself. Yeah. But when you forgive them and you let them go, and you let the situation go, you prove to be the bigger person in the situation. You set an example of how to behave.
If your mother is eavesdropping on this conversation right now, will she be proud?
She'll be very proud. My mother's the reason why I am the person that I am today.
Yeah.
Her value system is my value system. The fact that I have overcome the adversities that I have in my personal life is because my mother was a pillar of strength in
Give
my
me one.
Life.
Give me one heel that you thought this one is going to drown Didintle, a.k.a. Esther Waisono, but here I am still standing.
I'm going to be very candid, and I think it's so important for women to be able to talk about their experiences. Mm. I was forced on. Forced on in varsity. In my varsity years.
No.
And that is sexual abuse and trauma is something that can take many, many years to get over. But if it wasn't for my mother and her support and her unconditional love for me, I thought that was going to break me down, but it didn't break me down. She was there for me, and she really taught me the importance of... empathy, forgiveness, to forgive is not to forget.
Yeah.
But it's to know
to
that
release you.
It's to release you and to free your soul.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she was there. She was my pillar of strength.
How young was Didintle this time?
I was probably 21, 22.
Still not easy because you're an adult, but you'll think, still.
And what do you know at 21 and 22? I mean, you're not an empty vessel. But you're still in development. You're still learning about a lot about life, a lot about yourself. You're still trying to find yourself in this world. And so, it was a tough time. It was a tough thing to do. But I always use that trauma in my work. I inject it in my work.
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah. It's the best way for me to...
Because it's part of the process, right?
Yeah.
You have to tap into something. And that's what I respect about actors and actresses.
Mm. Is that we use ourselves as the main resource.
Just like comedians, they use that.
And their own life experiences. They make light of their own life experiences to speak back to society. And yeah, I see my work as that, definitely. I see it as me, part of my purpose as an actor is to try and drain the ills of society.
Mm.
It's to remove the rubbish by reflecting society like a mirror to itself.
I love that. I think that's a quotable quote, remove rubbish.
Just remove the rubbish.
Guys, if you're not, you see, listen, if you're not going to listen to this interview going forward, remember this.
Yeah.
Remove
the rubbish.
I'm hanging out Lumayana Gomatrosana, brought to us by BET Isono, and this is Didintle Kuno. She plays Esther Ndlovu, the daughter to a queen played by Ntato Moshesh. We'll talk about the power that is in Ntati Moshesh.
Yes.
But first things first, tell me about Tweet.
Oh my gosh. Tweet reminds me. So I'm an avid music lover, follower. I have even made music myself, right?
Oh.
Yes. So Tweet reminds me of my adolescence.
Chisa.
You know? Tweet was trending, and she was really like such a star, making the biggest hits when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I just loved her. I loved her style. I loved her swag.
Yeah.
I loved the fact that she wasn't one of those singers who would belt, but you could still ride with her. You could still appreciate her vibe and her sound.
Yeah, yeah.
So
she was kind to her tonsils.
She was very kind to her tonsils. She was smart.
And that's the way you do it, right?
We are jamming.
You have a voice, girl. Have you recorded this voice?
I mean, I never recorded it. I used to make music with a band. So I used to call myself Coco Hugh. Actually, now that we speak of Erykah Badu, you know that cover that she did of Afro Blue?
Dream
of the land my soul is from. So I heard that song and I fell in love with it. And I heard the line, Shades of Delight, Coco Hugh. And I thought, that's
what?
Me.
I'm going to be Coco Hugh.
So I used to...
Brown skin girl's going to be Coco Hugh.
Brown skin girl's going to be Coco Hugh. So I had a band and I would write songs. And then I would perform them in bars with my band, and we would call ourselves Coco and the Hughes.
Hey, where's Coco and the Hughes now?
I don't know.
Coco, you're busy. You're busy.
You're busy, guys. So no.
One of the legends of radio wants to speak to you after this.
Hey, my name is Didintle Kuno, and you are listening to My Top 10 at 10 on the best tea in the city, only on Kaya FM 95.9.
Oh, yes. Didintle Kuno, a.k.a. Esther from Isono, is my guest. Like I said before the break, a stalwart of broadcasting wants to speak to you. Buafel, of God's Harbor, Buafel.
A legend, my word, I've arrived. Thank you so much, Steven. So you guys have just burst my bubble. I thought all along that Didintle was from Harangu and I've came as my home girl.
No,
and I'm like, wow.
But my mom, Utswa Pretoria, Utswa Hebron. Hopefully, Harangu.
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
I just wanted to say thank you. Our daughter is now 12. We went to watch The Color Purple Kosivik, and she wants to do theater and music and dance.
Yes.
She was so enthralled by your performance. Throughout the performance, she was like, Mama, Osi Ona, Mama, Osi Ona. She made me book on that night. Mm. We had to book the tickets because I guess you guys were supposed to have to come back again now. Was it May or April?
Yes, we're supposed to come back. We're not coming back, but we were supposed to come back.
Hey, and she made us book tickets that night. When they come back, Mama, we're here again.
Mm-hmm.
And just to let you understand what an impact you're having, and thank you for just the excellence that you're putting for girls to say, I can do this and I can be this. And here's to just greater heights. Where Tusombedu is, you're going to go higher.
Thank you, Mom.
Somebody sets the bar, and then somebody who's looking on, who's also manifesting and who's speaking these things into existence. Modimo has given you gifts for a reason, and thank you for just honoring him, Nerona, by using your gifts. Thank you, Tibos, for having this incredible icon. She's going to be an icon.
Chocomeles.
Chocomeles.
There you go. That is Tabiso Sikwan. She did her last show today.
Is it?
With Kaya. Yeah, okay. Like I said, I mean, legend in the business.
Did I just miss her? Man, I would have given her a nice big warm hug.
I think she's receiving it already.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, do me.
Hey, how's it, Bachi?
Come on, co-host with me, sir.
Oh, good, man.
Didn't I see her? Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Didi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Kisiame, papa.
Good. I like the way you speak Setswana. Like, it's that hardcore Setswana.
Hey, ke Motswana. Wa matloswana.
Hardcore muzulu, yeah, lo khuluma naye.
Oh, okay. Ngiyafunda, mina ngiyafunda. Kancane.
Okay, cool. Ngiyazama.
Hey, ngiyazama hle.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for her?
Ngathola indoda yomzulu izokufundisa kahle.
Ngiyazila ukuthi yalapho vele. Yini inkomo seyikhona mfethu.
All right. I have a question for her.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are competing with a big show like on that 9:30 time slot, right?
Yeah,
but I don't know whether the marketing crew of the channel, what are they doing in terms of putting you guys out there? Because it's a dope show. You just need to be out there, so that people can know more of you guys.
I think this is one of the ways of making sure that you know about it, so you can prioritize them. Remember, Buhang was on Good Friday, last week Friday.
Yes, Friday. He had his interview here.
Yeah, and then here we are. And we didn't, it was brought in today.
Yes. Also, amazing news, guys. Osrami has been nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Jumaima in Isono for the SAFTAs.
Wow.
So, yes, our work is being seen. Our work is being acknowledged. I know we have a really tough time slot.
It is.
That 9:30 time slot.
But that's good.
Everyone is going to bed. But I get it because of the nature of the show. It's so gritty.
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happens. A lot of action happens on the show. So we need to have that time slot, you know, to make sure that the kiddies are in
bed. So, yeah, I've checked a few
episodes on the net.
Yeah,
because I'm not a big fan of TV, but I have checked it on the net. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking it out. What do you think?
Yeah. It's a dope show, especially you. Like, you played your role. And you have the legendary there, part of the crew.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah, the show is awesome.
Thank you, Dumi.
Thank you, Papa.
All right, thank you, Papa.
Itamayoti, there you go. Now, working with Ntati Moshesh, I mean, that's for me, you're talking same level Libo Viola Davis.
Yes.
In terms of experience, stature.
In terms of expertise as well.
Oh, yeah.
Technique. Her technique is on par. Like, you know, because of, you know, the nature of COVID and having the delays on production, every single production has had a lot of pressure in terms of producing their shows, their work. And we have a lot of workload. We have to shoot scenes, crazy amounts of scenes every single day. But the technique and the skill that she brings to the table, the presence, the energy, even when we're all tired, she is still energized. She is still sharp. That I learned from her very well. And
she does it exceptionally. Oring when she coaches you. Where does that come from?
You know, me and Osin Tati are like, she says that there's a reason why I was cast to play her daughter.
Yeah.
Because we are the same. We're goofy. We're crazy.
Yeah.
We make jokes. We have a lot of fun.
Because she's a young, spirited lady.
Yeah, she is. Just like me. We're very young.
I've interviewed her more
spirited.
Than once, by the way. Yeah.
And she has a lot of energy and vitality.
Yeah.
So we're the same. And so working with her has been a breeze because she understands me. She understands my process. She understands that, like, I'm not one of those actors who, if I have an emotional scene or if I have a long day ahead of me, I'm not one of those who will, you know, curl up in the corner and, like, meditate. And I need to express and I need to share my energy to feel that vitality.
Have you ever been
and
told,
she's just like
have
that.
You ever been told to dump it down a bit?
Because
we're not energized by any Latina, man.
We're really happy because we take care of our spirits, we take care of our hearts, we take care of our minds.
How do you do that?
Through prayer, through spiritual practices, through eating well, through preparing for your work.
Eating well, I'm going to go to the house.
Maka fella.
Tibos, please, tswala maka. O ska itlala go aka tle. Bona ke nwa metsi. Ke tsala go tla ya metsi. Ibile I'm on a life. I have proof.
Ah, betsa o file ke rona.
Because ke ikupile.
Magwinya ga a.
Maka. Where will I get my guinness? Can I live just across the road from the studio? Where will I get my guinness?
Unana or meolo bagetu mukoni mola harimiz.
Maka, maka. If there were my guinness being sold across the road, I would have known by now.
How do you know? How do you know which role to take?
How do I know which role to take?
Because you have to leave that character, right? So. I'm always surprised because you become Esther, in essence.
Mm. And you have to research. Okay, here's another thing about Esther. You know, just the other day, I was researching the concept of trauma bonds. And trauma bonds are relationships, codependent relationships that we have with people in our lives, who where the cycle of abuse is repetitive and is happening. Mm. And that's what's happening in Esther's world, is this cycle of abuse that she has and relationship of abuse that she has with her mom. Mm. It's not a physical abuse. It's an emotional and psychological abuse where
I mean, she's absent. She's withholding love, isn't she?
Yeah, her mom withholds all the love that she can from Esther because she's a narcissist, right? Mm. And Osun Tetty plays that extremely well. And so Esther really looks up to her mom like crazy. She wants to be like her mother, but it's a conflict. It's an internal conflict within her because she realizes that she's so different from her mother. Mm-hmm. And that bothers her because her mother is her idol. So no matter what her mother does, no matter how many times her mother will abuse her and betray her and deceive her,
she's still her hero.
There's some cognitive dissonance that happens. Mm-hmm. She still is her hero. She still loves her. She still wants to be loved by her.
Mm-hmm.
And she forgives her. And her mother abuses her again.
Oh.
Her mother hurts her again. And at some point I thought, you know what? There must be something wrong with this Esther character. Surely there cannot be people in the world who are extremely naive, extremely impressionable. No, it's not a matter of naivety or being impressionable. It's just a matter of not knowing and not understanding your capacity as a human being. Mm. Esther's a character that is in personal development. Her spiritual development is low. So me being Didi, whose spiritual development is high because I maintain that for myself and I take care of myself, I've had to do a lot of research in trying to play Esther because she's so different from me. Right?
But did you know this before you took the role?
Yes. You know, when I was cast for it and I had a conversation and table reads with the writers and the producers of the show, I went into it understanding who this girl is. Mm. I had initial troubles because I used to judge the character a lot because I'm so different from her until I did the research and did the actor's work of understanding trauma bonds, understanding codependent relationships, understanding how people find themselves in those situations, understanding what it must be to be raised by a narcissist, type 2 narcissism. That's crazy stuff.
This is over and above your script.
And this is over and above learning the lines and dissecting, doing the script analysis. You have to do the foundational work. You have to do the character work. I have a character Bible for this character. And also another thing about working on a telenovela, especially one that's as intense as Isono, is that your character is always growing. Like there are different acts of the show.
Yes.
And you have to follow your character in her journey of development because characters are three-dimensional human beings just like us. They change and they develop. They go from low power states to high power states in their daily lives. So I'm growing with the character. I'm understanding the character as I play her, as I go along. So, yeah.
Esther has a Ben 10 for a stepdad. We'll talk about that.
A Vinton for stepdad.
Because that's who Esther's mother is dating?
Not for a stepdad.
What do you call that?
Esther just found out that her boyfriend was having a very passionate affair with her mother.
I get now I was putting it mildly. Tell me about Ari Lennox.
Oh, Ari. Okay. Ari is part of my top 10 because she's one of those artists who embrace her feminine, sensual, and sexual energy. And I love that, and I connect with that because I'm a very sensual person. And women in society have been taught to not embrace their sexuality and their sensuality and themselves and their bodies. We're always governed for our bodies. So when Ari sings and when her songs talk about how, you know, she's owning her womanhood and you know, that aspect of herself, that sexy aspect of herself. Every time I play that her music, I feel sexy, I feel confident, I feel hot, I feel like a hot girl, hot girl-ish. So that's why she's my top 10.
Is that why I bring the ball bottom?
The ball bottom?
Hey, I be genie where I bring the ball bottom.
Get white leg.
Hey, it's on
get
that
white jeans.
And then I got the boots on my mouth. It's like a disco.
Hey, you're the platform. Yo, this is style. Look at this. This is the leather, baby. Leather and wooden platform.
Sofa. Mole plantal shakanan le leather ke kai?
Erike roblele. This is comfort. This is comfort and it's stylish, darling.
I think Ari Lennox just came out. Whipped Cream by Ari Lennox is coming up after this.
Oh, yes.
Ari Matrosana. Hey, itumeleng.
Legara.
Rizugila Rai, solo no lega.
Yes.
Jagaremo Kwela Tabu and keep on shining. He's still going to say it, keep on shining.
Oh, yes.
But I'm telling you as your homeboy.
Yes.
Keep on shining, my darling.
Kalebo Kara. Kalebo.
Jaga se chaba sakuma tosana.
Yes.
Ose from Papa Hahu.
Yes.
Papa Hahu Kimutobi Kobo. Ubi Moto. Kimutu from Bamba. Loena Ose Lehela Jalo.
Thank you. Kalebo.
Remo Kwele.
Sir.
Ma kalen tataka ene le doctor ra gene le doctor ya kuntu.
All right.
E o kholela la motlase ga ka hela leo.
She's tearing now. Oh wow. Wow.
Ra itumela ngwana etso re lebogile. Keep on shining.
Thank you papa.
The most important thing mo botshelong ke re mo kwele le ma mo kwele ba ntutileng yona. Respect.
Oh yeah.
Respect. Mm. And honor time.
Yes.
Don't be on time.
Yes.
Don't honor time in terms of on. Mm. Honor times in terms of in, if you understand me.
Mm.
Always be in time. Mm. People will respect you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Oferidze.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, too.
I'm on Homonite, man.
Get out of 35. Get out of 35, man.
You know, this is not the first interview where they mention my father. So my father is a doctor, Ko Matlosana. He's been practicing as a doctor, GP, for many years. Ko Matlosana.
So Dr. Kuno.
Dr. Kuno. Dr. Ramata Martin Kuno.
Get it? Do your thing.
Oh my, I'm feeling high. My money's gone, I'm all alone. Too much to do, say, the world keeps burning. Oh, what a day, What a day, what a day. The man that knows nothing knows that he knows something at all. Does it seem colder in your summertime and hotter in your fall? If we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same. Oh, on and on and on and on. My cipher keeps moving like a rolling stone. Oh, on and on till the... I go on and on and on and on. My cipher keeps moving like a... Woo, on and on and on.
Yes.
Guys, how
what?
Did you put me on the spot like that?
What?
How did you put me on the spot
what?
Like that? No warnings, no nothing.
Why should we warn?
Oh my God.
You got it in you, girl. Oh. You got it in you.
That's evil. That's evil.
I'm giving you this next point in time yes. for you to tell it to the world what's next for this girl. Where, except Opera. What's next for this girl?
Oh, gosh, if this girl even knew what was next.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about this life is that the unknown is the only constant and you have to embrace it. And that's the true practice of courage and bravery. I mean, I can plan as much as I can. I mean, I've started my own production company. I want to produce my own content. I'm already producing my own content.
Wonderful.
But the unknown is the only constant. And the only thing you can do going forward in life is to embrace it with every single part of you and be drunk on life. Be drunk on life and take good care of yourself.
Keep shining.
Thank you, Papa.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.